Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
And I said, "You want to get some crack?" And she said, "Yeah, I want to get some." "So you know somebody?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do." And she said, "Okay." And I said, "Well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call." And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino, "And make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get, so we can smoke." And I'm looking at her like, "Oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope." I said, "She must be crazy." So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, "Yeah, I'll meet you at your house."
Thank you.
was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time, and I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. 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 I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking it till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a 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 clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to bill. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I'll proceed, cause my man made a mix. Every bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix the fingertips. So I'm rhyming too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make a bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Disruption just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on? We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we have in the contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
my daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G-Money gear to support G-Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. was up Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you and your family are eating big meals, having good celebrations, memorizing the Thanksgiving holiday. It's a beautiful day to be eating big meals and to be happy with your family. It's a great day. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your city? In Las Vegas, it's windy and it's raining and it's cold. Outside, yes, it's very cold.
Not very cold, just cold.
Yeah, it's about 55 degrees today, and it's very chilly outside. But this is the winter time, so it's getting close to Christmas, so we're having cold weather getting down for the winter season. But I want to know, let's talk NFL football while we got time. NFL football. All right. This is D Money, and I'm going to do my pick for week 13 in the NFL. So, DJ Papa D, who's playing tonight?
Tonight there's two games. First up, the Chicago Bears are playing the Lions in Detroit. And the sports book is giving the Lions 5.5 points.
Okay, the Chicago Bears are playing the Lions. I'm going to take the Bears to win that game. I'm going to take, they're giving the Bears 5 points?
5.5.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take the Bears in 5 points. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 37.
Oh, it's going to be under 37 points. I think Chicago's not going to score but 20, and the Bears, Lions may score 15. So that'll be 35 points. It'll be under 37 points. So I'm picking the Bears and under.
Bears and under. Okay. Also tonight, the Buffalo Bills are playing the Cowboys in Dallas, and they're giving the Bills 6.5 points.
Okay. I'm going to take the Bills for the win, and it's going to be under. What's the total points for the game?
47.
Oh, yeah, it'll be under 47 points. So I'm picking the Buffalo Bills to win, and it's going to be under 47 points.
Okay. So on Sunday, the first game is New Orleans Saints playing the Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Falcons 6.5 points.
Who's playing the Falcons?
New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Okay, I'm picking the Saints to win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 48.5.
Oh, it's going to be under 48 points. But I don't know. The Falcons seem to score a few points. So they may score 20, and then the Saints is for 30, so that'll be 50 points. But I don't think it's going to be high scoring. So I think it's going to be under 48 points. So it'll be the Saints for the win, and it'll be under 48 points.
Saints and under. Okay, next up, San Francisco 49ers are playing the Ravens in Baltimore. And they're giving the 49ers 5.5 points.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be a preview of the Super Bowl. That will be an excellent game to watch. You can't miss that one, because that will be an excellent game. I want to say that I'll pick Baltimore to win, but that's going to be real close. I mean, and the sports book is giving San Francisco 5 points, 4 points.
Yep. Five
so
and a half.
Saying Baltimore is the underdog, huh? Well, I'm going to take Baltimore for the win, and it's going to be over whatever the total points are. What's the total points for the game? I know they're going to say like 52 or something.
Total points is 46 and a half.
46? Oh, it's going to be over 46 points. Baltimore is going to score 40 points by themselves, and the 49ers will probably score 40 points. It may be an 80-point game. So I'm picking Baltimore to win, and it'll be over the total points.
Okay. Next up, the New York Jets play the Bengals in Cincinnati. And they're giving the Bengals 3 points.
They're giving the, oh, yeah, the Bengals are the underdogs. Okay. I'll pick the Jets to win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 41.
I think it'll be over 41 points. The total is going to be over 41. So it'll be just for the win, and it'll be over 41 points.
All right, Jets and over. Next up, Washington Redskins play the Carolina Panthers in Carolina, and they're giving the Redskins 10 points.
Oh, well, we're going to take the Carolina Panthers for the win all the way around. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 40.
40? Oh,
yep.
It's going to be more than 40 points. So it'll be over 40. It'll be the Carolina Panthers for the win, and it'll be over 40 points.
All right. Next up, Tennessee Titans are playing the Colts in Indianapolis, and they're giving the Titans 2.5 points.
I'm going to take the Titans plus 2 points, and I'm going to put them. What's the total points for the game?
Total points is 43 and a half.
Oh, I don't think it's going to go that high. I think it'll be the Titans for the win, and it'll be under 43 and a half points.
Titans and under. Next up, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving the Jaguars 1.5 points.
Okay, so the sportsbook predicts that the teams are pretty even. They want to give Jacksonville 1.5 points. Tampa Bay hasn't been playing too bad, but Jacksonville's been playing pretty good too. So that should be a pretty good game. I'm going to take Tampa Bay for the win. And it's going to be over 41 points.
Total points is 48.
Oh, 48? Oh, I don't think it's going to be 48 points. I don't think they're going to score that many points. But I think Tampa Bay is going to win, but it's not going to be 48 points. It'll be under 48 points.
All right, Buccaneers and under. Next up, the Oakland Raiders are playing the Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Raiders 10 points.
I'm going to take the Raiders plus the 10 points against Kansas City, because I don't think Kansas City has a good defense. So I think the Raiders are going to be able to score on them. And I think it's going to be over. What's the total point?
Total points is 51.
Ooh, that's a lot of points. I think it's going to be under 51 points. But it's going to be a low-scoring game because the Raiders only can score like about 20 points. 25 maybe, and the Chiefs may score 20, 22, so it'll be under 50 points.
Okay, Raiders and under. Next up, the Philadelphia Eagles play the Dolphins in Miami, and they're giving the Dolphins 10 points.
Okay, I'm going to take the Chiefs for the win, and the total
Eagles.
Points.
They're playing the Eagles.
It's Miami playing the Eagles, right?
Right.
Okay. Oh, what did I say?
You said the Chiefs.
Oh, okay. The Eagles for the win, and what's the total points?
Total points is 45.
I'm thinking it's going to be over 45 points. Because the Dolphins score pretty good, and the Eagles have been scoring pretty good. So I think together there'll be more than 45 points. But I think the Eagles are going to win.
Okay, Eagles and over. Next up, Green Bay Packers are playing the Giants in New York, and they're giving the Giants 6.5 points.
Oh, I'm taking the Packers all day long. And what's the total point?
Total points is 45.
Yeah. I think the Packers are going to run away with this. They got to play better ball than they played last week. They got beat up by the 49ers. So they're going to come back and put a whooping on the Giants in New York. So I take the Packers and over for the win.
All right, Packers and over. Next up, the L.A. Rams are playing the Cardinals in Arizona, and they're giving the Cardinals 2.5 points.
Oh, that's a shame. The Cardinals only got 2 wins, and they're giving them 2 points playing the Rams?
2.5.
That's a shame. That is a shame. The Rams should blow the Cardinals out. But obviously, they don't think so. So I'm going to take the Rams for the win, and it's going to be under the total points. Whatever you got as total points, the Rams will win, and it'll be under the total points.
Total points is 47.5.
Yeah, it's going to be under
Rams,
40.
So
seven.
Rams and under.
Rams and
all
under.
All right. Next up, L.A. Chargers are playing the Broncos in Denver, and they're giving the Broncos 3 points.
I'm going to take the Broncos in 3 points. And what's
Broncos,
the
okay.
Yeah.
Total points is 38 and a half.
I'm thinking it's going to be under 38 points. So I'm going to take the Broncos for the win, and it's going to be under 38 points. It's going to be a low-scoring game. And they're playing in Denver, too?
They're playing in Denver.
I think there's going to be snow and bad weather in Denver.
All right. Broncos and over or under? What did you say?
Broncos and under.
Broncos and under. All right. Next up, the Cleveland Browns are playing the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and they're giving the Steelers 2 points.
Yeah, the Steelers going to need more than 2 points. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 39.
39 points. That's a lot of points. Let's see. Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers. And where are they playing?
They're playing in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. Well, that means it's going to be cold weather. It may even be snowing. So I'm going to say I'll take Cleveland for the win, and it's going to be under the total point. You said 38? Yeah, it's going to be under 38 points. So that
Cleveland
means
both and under.
They ain't going to score a lot of points. It's going to be a low-scoring game.
All right. Cleveland and under. Next up, the New England Patriots are playing the Texans in Houston, and they're giving the Texans 3 points.
Oh, the Texans playing the New England Patriots. And you said they're playing in Boston? They're playing in New England?
They're playing in Houston.
Oh, they're playing in Houston. Oh, Houston may have they're not going to be warm in Houston right now. They're having a storm going on in Houston. So, I'm going to pick the New England Patriots to win. And they're going to have to play tough against Houston. So, I'm thinking, what's the total point?
45.
45. It's going to be over 45 points. Because Houston scores and the Patriots score. So both of them together would be more than 45 points. So I'll take the New England Patriots for the win, and it'll be over the total points.
Patriots and over. And that's the last game on Sunday. The Monday night game is the Minnesota Vikings playing the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. And they're giving the Vikings 3 points.
Oh, that's going to be another good game, folks. That's going to be an AFC championship game. Well, actually, it'll be NFC. Seattle's NFC. Since Seattle's playing at home, I'm thinking Seattle's going to win. And they're playing Monday night. Seattle usually plays good on Monday night. And they're playing against the Minnesota Vikings, who usually plays good on Monday night. So it's going to be a good game. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win, and it's going to be over the total points.
Total points is 50.
Yeah. So they're both going to be scoring. It'll be like 35 to 28 or something like that. Yeah, with Seattle scoring the most.
All right. And so that's it for NFL football.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's D-Money's pick for the NFL for week 13. It should be a good set of games going on this weekend, so stay glued to your TV for Sunday and Monday night games. Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving should be pretty good, too. Dallas is going to get beat on Thanksgiving Day. They're going to get beat by the Buffalo Bills. And who else is playing today?
Tonight, the Bears are playing the Lions.
Yeah, and I think the Bears are going to beat the Lions. So one of them's already finished, though. You don't have the score.
Let's take a look.
Huh? Yeah, I can take a look. The Bears has already beat the Lions.
Let's see. The the Buffalo Bills are ahead of Dallas Cowboys 23-7, and it's the fourth quarter. They just started the fourth quarter.
Okay.
That's the only game. Oh, and yeah, you're right. The Bears beat the Lions 24-20.
Okay. And I said, what was the total points for the Bears-Lions game?
Total points was 37.
Oh.
And so it was Bears and over, and you said Bears and under.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know Detroit was going to score that many points. What was the final score of that game?
Final score was Bears. Bears 24-20.
I picked the Bears to win, so that's a win to D-Money already. But they were over the total points, huh? 23-20, that's 43 points. And what was the total points for the game?
Total points is 37.
Oh, so they went over 37 points. Okay. Well, I picked the winner. That's the winner for D-Money. All right. Well, we'll see what happens on the rest of Thanksgiving. So everybody have a happy Thanksgiving Day. Eat plenty of turkey and watch some good football. Dallas is playing the Buffalo Bills right now. So you can get a good game in today. And then the weekend has some real good games coming on. So I'll talk to you on Monday, because we're off tomorrow. So we'll be
back on the air. I'll be in the air chair on Monday. All right, DJ Papa D, do we have any time left in the show? What's our schedule like? What's our time like?
It's 4:04. We have time to play one more song.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to say good night, and I'll wish you well. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.